Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about a big event happening this weekend is my good friend Justin Griffith. How are you today, Justin?
Great, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Oh, glad to have you on. Organizer, of course, we know you from the Ausable River Canoe Marathon, but also this weekend, it's the 24th annual Curly Memorial Canoe Races, both Saturday and Sunday. So sounds like you got a busy weekend planned, my friend.
Absolutely. It's the kickoff for, you know, the next 2 weeks leading up to the marathon, and all the paddlers are coming to town and testing out the course and seeing what this year's river looks like.
Right. A lot of the paddlers are going to be in the Curly this weekend. We'll see in the race 2 weeks then from now.
Oh, absolutely. It's a good opportunity for them to all get together, talk about what's new, race in a good organized race at the Curly Memorial.
You bet. Now, the racing on Saturday, tell us what's going to be happening on Saturday.
On Saturday morning, we gather at Cook Dam, and registration starts at 7 a.m., and the race starts at 9 a.m., and we back them all up against the dam wall and paddle them out around a buoy in the middle of Cook Pond, and we send them back down to Oscoda to the finish line park there in Oscoda at Mill Street.
All right. Now, these are what's considered C2 races. So there's what? It's a two-person canoe that will be paddling?
Absolutely. The same exact style that's used in the marathon, a 3x27 pro racing canoe.
All right, gets underway at 9 a.m., and from what I understand, lasts a couple of hours or so?
Yeah, the finishers, first place will do it in about 2:45, and we have people coming in at the three-hour mark, usually, at finishing it up.
All right, and now good vantage points. You know, we know about the Ausable River Canoe Marathon, but if people are wanting to watch some of the racing, where can they follow that along, Justin?
You can follow it at Foot Dam some. You know, that's the first portage after Cook. Obviously, Cook is the best place to go. The start's real exciting. A lot of action. Everybody's packed together.
Right.
And then you can skip down to Foot Dam and watch them go over that. And then, of course, you have your high banks and whirlpool that you can stop in and catch a few also. But then the finish line is the next main event.
So that's happening on Saturday. Now, do they still have time to get involved? If somebody wants to register, can they do that in advance and even the morning of?
Well, the pre-registration is over, but anybody can still register the morning of.
All right.
Between 7 and 8:30 in the morning there at Cook Dam.
Okay, and now on Sunday, there's C1 races, so these are single canoes?
Single canoes, one-man canoes, and we gather at Children's Park in Ausable on Harbor Street, and we send them upstream to right around the railroad trestle and do a couple of loops there so we keep the paddlers in town and you can watch them from the bridges. You know, it's close action, not a lot of driving, so it's nice in that aspect.
Now, are we talking about the same paddlers who will be as part of the C2 and the Ausable River Canoe Marathon? Do they hang around and do the C1s also?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, there's just a few people that might not be paired up for the marathon that are doing C1.
Right.
But most of them are in the race and just tallying the hours for the big race.
You bet. Now, that gets underway Sunday at 10 a.m. And now, registration that morning, will they want to be out there that morning to register for that?
Yep, absolutely. The race, the C1 race starts at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a little bit later in the morning than Saturday. But, we have a registration that morning also.
Very good. And then, of course, you know, we're just 2 weeks away from the big event. And that Tuesday, the Dash for Cash, you know, I'm looking forward to being out there for the Dash. And then, of course, at the finish line of the Ausable River Canoe Marathon. And from what I hear, everything sounds like it's coming together very well, Justin.
Absolutely. And some of the biggest news we have this year is the team coming from Australia to do the Ausable River Canoe Marathon. And they're also, they're in Detroit right now on their way up to Oscoda, and they're going to be in the Curly race. So the Curly Race will have one of the first truly international outside of North America teams ever this year.
That's terrific. Well, I'll look forward to seeing them too at the big race, and hopefully they'll have a lot of fun with all the events leading up to the big Osable River Canoe Marathon. And I would imagine, Justin, best way for them to get more information about the Curly, the Dash for Cash, and the Osable River Canoe Marathon is the website, right?
Yep, OsableCanoeMarathon.org.
Best place to be. Well, Justin, have a great weekend, my friend, and I'll look forward to catching up with you again in the future as we get closer to the Dash for Cash and the Osable River Canoe Marathon, okay?
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for having me.